The following worship service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan on Sunday, November 20th, 2016.
Good morning, church. We're here to praise the Lord, and may we do that this morning. Today is the day the Lord has made. May we rejoice, and may our hearts be glad. For truly, today is the day the Lord has made. Let us pray. Our gracious, loving, and merciful God, thank you for this opportunity to come to worship and praise you. May we truly open our hearts. Let your Spirit move and flow through us, touching us, that we may touch others. For you have said that you are Spirit, therefore we worship you in spirit and in truth. May we do that now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Christians join to sing, Alleluia, Amen. Loud praise to Christ our King, Alleluia, Amen. Let all with heart and voice before His throne rejoice, praises His gracious choice, Alleluia.
Fill the sky. Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 43, when they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The word of God for the people of God.
Passages from Paul in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 5 first. "When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Christ and Him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God." And Paul continues in 15, verse 12. "Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that He raised Christ, whom He did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied." May God add His blessing to this reading of His word. The cross. Advent is to celebrate the coming, the prophecy, the foretelling. And we cover in that Advent season all of the miraculous things. But honestly, they're miraculous because we look back on them. Honestly, how many of you would believe a woman was pregnant who said she'd never been with a man? Honestly. I mean, and how many men would explain away a vision, you know? An angel's come and said it was all right, you know? That sounds a little fishy. I mean, you know, we know the soap operas, don't we? We know the dramas. He's just saying that because I believe they've been, you know, something's been up here. And then we have this baby that's born. Folks, it was just another Jewish baby in a manger to a poor family under questionable circumstances. Yeah, Mary made some claims, and but, you know, honestly, how did they really sound? I haven't known a man. The Holy Spirit did it. Do you realize that at that point in history, that would have sounded like pure gibberish? You see, they didn't know what the Holy Spirit was yet. Holy Spirit's a gift from God, right? Comes when Christ ascends, right? This is yes. I don't want to tear up your Christmas story because I enjoy it and it's good, but I want us to get a proper perspective as we head into Advent. So we have this miraculous stuff, and Elizabeth, this old woman, got pregnant, but her husband can't speak a word. Remember? She's in hiding. She's ashamed. She's ashamed. And Mary goes to see her. It must run in the family, right? Her aunt, you know? And the baby leaps inside of Elizabeth. For it was before birth filled with the Holy Spirit. And then it keeps getting crazier. You know the story? You know, they have the baby. And the baby, you know, we sing this song, "And no crying he made, and he's born in a manger." And the wise men come, and then Herod tries to kill him, and they have to flee to Egypt, and all of, you know, it's a pretty miraculous story, isn't it? Really? And then we find him at the temple at 13, and we don't hear from him again until he's 30, and then we hear about he's making water into wine, and then he's walking on water. Really? Great crowds were following him around, and he was saying crazy things like, "Love your neighbor." Really? "Love your enemies." Uh-uh. Do you realize that's even foreign today, isn't it? "Love those who despitefully use you." We talked about this a few weeks ago. This little tax collector had heard about him. Remember Zacchaeus? He had to get up in a sycamore tree. He had to check this dude out. People were coming to check out Jesus. Even at Jesus' fake trial, Herod wants him to do tricks, remember? "Do a trick for me." Tricks, tricks, tricks. Yeah. Spitting in the mud and rubbing it on a guy's eyes, and he goes and he's able to see. Maybe that guy was faking all those years that was laying outside the gate, Bartimaeus. Maybe he really wasn't blind in the first place. Maybe he just didn't want to work. And then they catch up with this radical Jesus. He's causing a lot of trouble to the organized church. And they get him. Finally. They're going to shut him up forever. They're going to prove what a fraud he was. Did you hear it in this text? Let's look at it again. Two others were also criminals. They were led away. So he's hanging there between two thieves. Remember that. Hold on to that. And they came to the place which is called the Skull. They crucified Jesus there with the criminals. They nailed him to the cross, dropped it in a hole, and there he hung. Naked, by the way, beaten, bloodied, bruised, on a major thoroughfare. How many of you have been to the Holy Land? It's right there, isn't it? You walk right by the hill, don't you? Nothing was hidden, was it? And look what's going on. And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by. It was a spectacle. It was something to do on a afternoon. Let's go see who the Romans are killing today. You know, it's kind of like we got to be here in the United States with hangings. It became a spectacle, drew large crowds. Whole cities grew up around hanging. How many of you have heard of the hanging Judge Roy Bean? The whole place existed because he hung people down there. It didn't have any other reason to be, except that's where all the good hangings were. And people would go see them. So here they are, the people are standing around watching, but the leaders, look what they're doing. He saved others. It was all fake. If it wasn't all fake, it says, let him save himself. If he is the Messiah of God, he is chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and said, if you're king of the Jews, save yourself. You say they had never saw anybody get down off one of them crosses before. And they weren't going to see it this day either. And the inscription over him, this is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him, making fun of him, goading him. You know, imagine you're hanging on a cross suffering like all get out. So you're going to pick on the man that's hanging there between you? You know, but here he is. Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself. Oh, and us too, you know. You put us in there. We don't want to do this. But the other rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God? Since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing. And if you've got your Bible, or if you don't, you need to write this down. Jesus said to him, he says to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he says, truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise. Redemption from the cross. But for us, the verse that it hangs on is verse 34. This is the one. The one. Father, forgive them. For they do not know what they are doing. You see, if there were no cross, there would be no redemption. All of the miracles would have been soon forgotten. The baby Jesus would have truly been another questionable birth in a legalistic society. And we would not know redemption today. So I think it's very appropriate that we began the season of Advent by ending the season of ordinary time with a focus of the cross. For the cross stands at the literal crossroads of the life of Jesus lived, the teachings of Jesus. It is the cross that gives it validity. It's what Paul said. It is the cross of Christ. It is my focus. It is that redemptive act. Those words spoken, Father, forgive them. It is finished. It is the words of Christ upon that cross. And the cross stands there and lets us see the life of Jesus from its beams and in the light of its grace. And the resurrection is the explanation point on the life of Jesus. The resurrection proves that the life and the cross were real. The resurrection is unique. There are many dead saviors in the world today, martyrs, leaders, religious leaders. But Christianity has the resurrected Christ. That's our message. He is a real person. Yeah, you heard me right. He is, not was. For Jesus is alive today. For if he be not raised from the dead, then all of it means nothing. You see, from the birth in the manger to the resurrection in the garden, it's all got to be there. It's all important. We enter into this time of Advent. Then we'll enter into a time of the baptism of the Lord. Then we'll enter into Lent and Easter. All of this leading from the birth to the death to the resurrection. We enter our, for the church, the Christian church, the time when we remember the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. So, Pastor, that's all good. I'm glad you caught us up on that history. Do we tell people about his cross? Do we tell people about his redemption on Calvary? Do we tell people about God's love of us and humanity, that Jesus died for every single sinner while we were still messed up? What if we had to wait until we got it right? How many of you want to go that way? It kind of reminds me of that old joke, said this guy told the pastor. He said, I'll come to church just as soon as I get things straightened out. And he died and he was laying there in the casket in front of the church. And the pastor said, I guess he got it straightened out. No, you can't wait until you get it straightened out. You see, the church isn't about perfection. How many of you think you're perfect? How many of you are in a position to judge your neighbor? Have we forgot that's a message we need to share with the world? Folks, this is a hospital for the critically ill. This is a place where we confess we need Jesus. This is a place where we say we aren't perfect and that we need Christ with us. We're not an exclusive country club. We're the body of Christ. And the cross reminds us of the terrible penalty that our sins brought upon the Son of God. But it reminds us of his love and his grace. His words, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. Then, after the morning of that first day of the week, when the women come and find the stone is rolled away, and the angel says, why do you seek the living among the dead? All of it. Every fantastic story. Every tear cried, every prophecy made was fulfilled. Folks, Jesus is the real deal. Have we forgotten that? He isn't fables and stories. The cross is real. The resurrection's real. The Holy Spirit's real. His grace is real. His power of forgiveness and to change hearts and lives is real. Does anybody know that to be true? Do you know that to be true? Has he changed your life? Has he given you some new eyes to see? Well, he's probably not finished yet. At least he's not in my life. For I'm not who I was. And that's the process of being a Christian and the cross of Christ. To remember, we were bought with a heavy price. Love. So as we enter Advent, as we think about Christmas, just remember, no cross, no Christmas. Amen. May we go to know Christ's love in us, and a cross that's empty, and a tomb that's empty, and a hope that is alive in Christ Jesus. And may that hope, that peace and grace that is Christ go with you, bless you, and keep you. May the food be blessed to the nourishment and the strengthening of our bodies. And may we go in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. If you would like more information about our church, please email us at rsfumc@hotmail.com. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. Our phone number is 307-362-5334. Audio copies of this message are also available online at www.rockspringsumc.org. Times for worship and other activities are also available on our website. Please feel free to share this CD with others, or if you need additional copies, contact us by phone or email.